Understand, he just leaves his door unlocked. I can walk right into his apartment, but he's nowhere to be found. I guess I'll just start the podcast by myself. I don't know. It's pretty weird. Whatever. It's stupid. I got a good comic today. If he ever shows up, I guess I'll just sit in his apartment and wait. Hope he shows up. Maybe he's not. I don't know. I guess I'll just look at my phone. Oh, you want me to start it? Oh, okay. Oh, then you're going to come in. Okay. This is for the actual podcast. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Hey everyone, welcome to the Comic Strip Guys. What is this podcast even called? It's been so long. I don't even know. I don't know where my host is. There.
It's the Striptease Podcast.
There he is. Oh man. Wow. You just get
started the show without me. Getting ready for my day over here.
It's coming straight from the shower. Now he's got a nice mug of Diet Mountain Dew. Classic after shower beverage. It looks great, man. Nice of you to show up.
Yeah. I mean, I was here. I was just over and, you know, getting ready.
Well, I guess thanks for being here on the Striptease Cast.
Of course. Well, this is where I live. How could I not be here? I mean, come on.
Thanks for letting me into your home to record the Striptease Cast while you were showering. I could have been anybody.
It's always unlocked. I kind of hope someone will come in.
You're just looking for company.
I'm just looking for companionship.
I'm going to put headphones on so I look like I'm professional. You can do whatever the hell you want. I don't know if these ones are even plugged in.
They are.
Oh, yeah. These ones are. These are the sound of Santana, baby. Oh, now you're going to plug them in.
I don't want to be not professional.
Well, yeah. We got to look like we know we're on a professional podcast.
Honestly, I just always think it's not recording.
Logan has not figured out that he needs to plug his headphones in yet. Every single time you think you're not recording. Can you hear it?
Me? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, I'm satisfied.
All right, no headphones.
Check them out.
You wanted to show off your ears today.
Oh, yeah. My listeners, got to think of a better nickname for ears. My sound sniffers.
Whoa. Listeners is what the people who listen to the podcast are called. That's a bad nickname for you. But sound sniffers is off the hook, Logan. Yeah. Your ears are sniffing sounds.
Not even trying.
I don't know. I mean, it works.
Yeah. My sound sniffers, they're here on display. You're hiding yours because you're ashamed. It's no big deal. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first video cast of Striptease Podcast. We're as professional as ever.
Yes, we are. We are. We're happy to grace your sound sniffers and your eye tasters now with our beautiful video cast. No, it's exactly. Not as good. Sight sniffers. I almost said sightseers, but that's
yeah.
No, yeah.
Your peepers. That's the one for eyes.
Your sound sniffers and your peepers.
Exactly.
Oh man, I already spit on your windscreen. Say peepers is a high spit word.
Peepers. I didn't spit. What do you know? So how have you been this week, Corn Dog?
I'm fucking going through it, Logan. My life's been fucking crazy.
Well, lay it on me. What happened?
Oh, well, I didn't really want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'll bring up this episode's factoid.
Is it your fact?
I actually didn't check. It just feels like it is.
It felt like it was mine, too. I have a fact. Should we both do facts?
Let's do it. First video cast. Might as well. And we can check later.
And I will.
Whose turn it was going
to
be.
I will talk about it. I was joking. I brought it up because I wanted to talk about it. I didn't bring it up. It just thought it was a funny goof for the listeners to say I didn't want to talk about it. But I will.
Oh, okay.
After your fact.
Okay. Well, I know you're a big Doonesbury fan, the biggest fan ever.
Huge.
So this is a factoid I have. Over the span of 50 plus years, the strip went from a handful of characters to generations of families. Trudeau. Ooh, I already forgot his first name in it.
Gary Trudeau. Never.
Oh, wow. That was it.
I know.
Gary Trudeau came up with the name for the strip by combining the word Dune, prep school slang for clueless, inattentive, or careless people.
What? Prep school slang?
You're a Dune. You wouldn't know. Which then combined the surname of his college roommate, Charles Pillsbury. Michael Doonesbury is the strip's main character whose story begins as a college student and follows his life until he is a youthful senior citizen. He is joined by a menagerie of characters such as Zonker Harris, Mark Slackmeyer, Nicole, Bernie, and Dee Dee. We all know them.
The classic.
Classic. Who, along with Doonesbury, moved into a commune together after leaving Walden College after the strip's first 12 years. Over the years, a cast of secondary characters would join, giving the strip a cast of 24 reoccurring characters with more who would then follow over the years. So this is like...
Wow.
Simpsons level of a whole community.
But it's different. It's also kind of better than that. I want to give Doonesbury credit where credit's due. It's better than The Simpsons because the characters actually age, which is cool.
Doonesbury is better than The Simpsons, Cornell Reed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was never funny. I never read it as like, it never got, I would say... that I never chuckled once at a Doonesbury. If any of our listeners have ever read a funny Doonesbury, please send it to us. You can use our Instagram or Twitter at StripteaseCast, or you can email us at StripteaseCast@gmail.com or just, I don't know, print it out and burn it. I don't know.
Likelihood we'll see it. No.
That made me laugh. But the fact that they actually aged is cool.
I got to remember not to slouch over.
I know.
Maybe I should get different chairs.
We're going to just see how bad of our posture is. They're both going to look like Igor or the guy from Despicable Me. From Minions. Gru. You big Minions guy?
No.
Yeah. Thought because of the mic windscreen covers.
No. Nope. No, I'm a big Yellow Mike fan. Google it.
All right, Maya, ready for my facts?
Yes.
I'm so happy to be recording with you again, Logan.
Me too, man. I missed you. It's been, peek behind the curtain. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been too long. Let me just close down this dispensary ads that I have pulled up on my, some good sales going on. They have they have shots at this dispensary, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're selling like shots, drinks. They're 100 milligram shots. Isn't that insane?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like a little tube like this. 100 milligrams of
THC. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had a friend years ago when I didn't know much about weed or anything like that, who bought a chocolate with like 10 pieces, 10 milligrams each. And he gave it to me and he said, eat this. And I was like, I think these break up. I think you're supposed to eat like one of these pieces. Yeah. And he's like, no, you buy the whole thing. It was $10. You eat the whole thing. So I did.
And how was that for you?
And I barely felt it. No, it was insane. Don't ever do that, folks. And don't ever take that shot. I can't believe they do that.
I know. It seems that dangerous.
Was, yeah. That was the one time I ever felt like really, it was scary.
Like you're going to die.
No, but I could feel my brain. It wasn't good.
Feeling your brain sounds like a good thing.
I mean, it wasn't where I thought I was going to die. It was like, this is going to pass. I was still aware enough that this will pass, believe it or not. But yeah, it was an insane, weird headache. Weird. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. There's like,
and then my stupid friend, I was like, okay, your turn, eat a chocolate bar. After I was like on the couch going, like, oh. He's like, no. Like, damn it.
All right, now time for my fact. We've all gotten too high before. You have to get too high to know, I guess. But I saw like on TikTok a trend called like greening out, where people are like, I'm going to try and get the highest I've ever been. And it, like drinking some sort of weed drink, and like getting too high smoking is easier to deal with because it doesn't last as long.
Yeah.
Edibles is the only nightmare story you hear from weed. And if you don't know this, you're a nerd. Okay. Now time for my facts. So this is Heathcliff, because our last episode, Heathcliff and Garfield tied, right? So we both brought another Heathcliff and Garfield, right?
Yes.
Okay, so remember that part. Okay. So Heathcliff.
You brought Heathcliff, right?
Yes.
It's like, we didn't screw that part up. Something's screwed up. All right, go ahead.
I'm sure we fucked something up, too. You're right. All right. You know, Heathcliff was a NASCAR sponsor.
No. What a waste of money.
Beginning in 2004, Heathcliff was a sponsor for NASCAR driver TJ Bell. Bell wore a Heathcliff character logo on his racing suit. His Ford F-150 car was dubbed the number 50 Heathcliff's cat litter Ford.
Ford F-150 car?
Yeah, there's like a, it's like
truck, a, like a truck?
Truck race car.
What? Why? Dude. I think cars and races are so cool, like rally races and like the Le Mans in France. Why are America's races so shitty?
I don't.
Why are we racing fucking pickup trucks?
I don't.
That is so lame.
It is.
And Chevy El Caminos.
Yeah.
We're racing those in circles.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
The circle aspect of it is so dumb. So boring.
Yeah. Maybe that gives them the opportunity to go like super fast and really wreck, really have death defying wrecks.
Worse wrecks. Yeah.
Maybe.
I watched a great documentary the other day, actually, about racing. It's called Dirty Driving. And it's about this town, Anderson, Indiana. And it used to have a bunch of factories that are all closing down, right? A bunch of car factories and shit. And but what they still have in this town is they have a race every summer. They have like their own little racing circuit where they race at the same racetrack every Saturday. And so all these shitheads, you know, all these people just like build up their car. Maybe shitheads is too far. I think they're all kind of shitheads. They all like build up the racing car, take it to the track and race. And then, you know, they keep points and everything. Who's going to win the season and stuff. And there's some women racers. There's men racers. One of the guys like got into a car wreck and now it was like half of his body's paralyzed or something. Or like he messed up his. No, he got a motorcycle accident, messed up his right arm really bad. So he just races with one arm.
And oh, he's
still racing. And they're all just like chain smoking, you know, downing Mountain Dews. Nothing wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with Mountain Dews.
Tread lightly.
And they're that's why they're not shitheads. That was their redeeming quality. Really funny. Really funny. They're all getting pissed off at each other and yelling at each other and fighting with each other and stuff. It's a great documentary. Dirty Driving on HBO.
And what was this? Is it a club or is it a league?
It's a league in their town.
What's it called? Or do you remember?
I don't remember what the actual league is called.
Dirty Driving. All right.
It follows the one guy who's a star, and he's just the star of the documentary, not of the racing league. He sucks.
Okay.
His whole goal is to win. He's like, I'm going to win one race. That's all I want. I want to win one race. It's going to be sweet. And they have like, you know, 12 races every year, and he's never won a single race. And he's kind of likable, except for the fact that he has a Confederate flag tattoo on his neck.
On his neck.
On his neck.
Okay.
Yeah. And
does he ever talk about that in the doc?
No, they kind of steer clear of his opinions on race.
Okay.
But you know, it's
I guess if you have that tattooed, I do believe, well, whatever. I get into it.
Well, Indiana was a pretty big part of the South, right? In the Civil War.
I don't know.
Of course,
Indiana?
They're not.
They're
not.
North. That's so, yeah, I didn't think so.
They're so far north.
Yeah, but aren't they right next to Tennessee or something? Or am I confused?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, I know they're in between Ohio and Illinois, right?
They're close to Illinois. And they're probably close to Ohio, too. Yes. Yes. Ohio, Illinois, Indiana.
Yeah, so south. I don't know what I'm thinking.
But Illinois.
Yeah, that
Ohio
is weird. So he doesn't live in the South. That's worse than to get a... Then you have no other reason other than racism to get that tattoo, right?
He's just a moron. He's living in a shitty town. And
that he can't even be popular in that town and win that race.
Right. And honestly, I don't think he drank a drop of Mountain Dew the entire documentary.
Fuck this dude.
Yeah. No, I know.
He's going to hell.
I know. All right, you ready? All right, so my week was been bad.
Tell me how it was been bad.
What else you want to talk about? That's it. That's all I want to divulge.
You just said you would talk about it.
I did.
That was it?
I talked about
Sounds
it. That's
pretty
crazy.
You had a dentist appointment this week. It seems like every other meeting we have, you're like, oh, I went to the doctor. I went to the dentist.
I know.
Oh, chiropractor.
I've never.
I had to go to the foot doctor.
Keep going. Keep going.
I had to go to the witch doctor. He said, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, gotta go back to him next week. He said, ooh, ooh, sounds pretty bad to me. I saw the witch doctor. He told me what to
wow
say.
I see why you're having all these doctor's appointments now.
What are the words then?
Words to what? What do you mean? I wasn't referencing anything.
Oh, you're just calling back on your memory of the witch doctors you've seen in the past.
Yeah, that's what they say usually. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Ting, tang, wah, wah, bing, bang.
Yeah. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Ting, tang, wah, wah, bing, bang. Yeah. I know that part.
Part? What do you mean?
The diagnosis that I got.
Oh, okay.
From the witch doctor. And it was bad. When he said walla walla bing bang, I went, oh no, this is going to cost a pretty penny. Ooh, ee, sure, that's covered by my insurance. Ting tang, okay, at least it's not pricey. Walla walla bing bang, ouch. Better reach into my deep pockets, which is what my problem is. My deep internal pockets.
In your body?
Yeah.
But your money's in there.
Yeah, just because it's a problem doesn't mean it's not also convenient.
Huh. Your doctor didn't say don't do that.
No, the witch doctor? No. He's the one that put them there. Anyway, here's what's going on with me. You ready?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not fair, man. So I had rats in my attic.
Okay. You mentioned this last episode, I think.
Did I?
Yeah, so you've had them for a while.
I have. And I finally decided to get them taken care of. So I called a pest management company.
Okay.
Rodent Control.
That's the name of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They come out. They're like, all right, we'll seal up all the holes. It's going to cost you a quadrillion dollars. I say, okay. It's expensive. I say, okay. They're going to seal up all the holes, lay a bunch of that the rats are like getting into my attic from outside, right? And then they're going to put a bunch of traps down. Okay, great. Pay a bunch of money. They do it. I have my friends coming in. My good friend Andy, who I've known for a long time. He's a great guy. And his wife, they're coming in town for a wedding. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get it done. The day before
the day of.
It ended up being the day of, but they were flying in
late. I was kidding.
But they were flying in late, so it wasn't okay. It was fine. They're going to be done, right?
And your life's a sitcom, so it's for the best.
Exactly. So I I do that. They come in. They do all the work. I'm out working that week anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm out riding. So they're in there doing all the work. I come back home. My friends come. And we hang out. And then what I realize is no one told me this from the rat control company, but since they sealed up all the holes to the attic and they had no way out from the attic now, that meant they were going to start coming into my house.
Okay.
Because they're looking for a way out now.
Oh, my God.
And the ones outside are looking for a way in.
Jesus.
So rats started coming down into my living space. I have two guests there.
That seems crazy that they wouldn't mention that.
I know. No plan for that. No mention of that. Nothing.
Okay.
So
just curious, was their job done or were they going to come back and like do something else?
They're going to come back
or something.
They're going to come back to like empty the traps and check on everything. No mention of them coming in the house.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah, obvious. That's what's going to happen. I didn't have to think. That's not my job to be aware of what that's going to happen. But now,
yeah, you assume they knew something you didn't, but
right,
they did. It was that.
Right. Right. They did know something I didn't, and they didn't divulge the information. Or if they didn't, they should have fucking known that information. So we all go to bed, wake up. There's like see little rat poops in different places. Uh-huh. That's interesting. And then call the rat guys. Like, oh, we'll send some people out to go check it out. But they can't do it until like Saturday. So, oh, this is great. This is Wednesday when I had the work done. So eventually we get to a point where we are seeing rats in my house at night. Running through like the living room or something. Like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
And you know, I got my daughter and they don't come out during the day. They only come out at night. Right. So I got my daughter. I'm like, all right, you're going to sleep in my room, put her in my room, like barricading off the door.
Yeah.
You know, putting like towels underneath the door and like full laundry baskets pressed up against it so that there's no way anything can come in.
Right, unless they're in there and they need a way out now.
Right, exactly. You're just freaking out about. Oh my God. And like all day you don't see anything, and then at night all of a sudden one gets in from somewhere, and we have to like, thankfully my friend Andy and his wife Rachel were good sports, but we got like brooms and like a golf club, and just like when night would come, you'd see one run out, and you'd run, out and like chase it and trying to get it out, open all the doors and try and like get it out while also hoping more rats don't run in. and you know, there's some nights like I would, one night, like we go out to dinner, me and Andy and Rachel. Thankfully my daughter's not with us this night. And we come back and we drank a lot of sake. So we were feeling pretty good. And, then all of a sudden we see a rat. Oh shit. Runs into this like side closet that I have just full of camping gear. So open all the doors, get a broom and the golf club. And we start pulling stuff out of the closet, trying to find this rat. Actually, what first happened, this is what first happened. We come home. I'm checking for rats. I go into my daughter's room and I see rat poop in there and I go, uh-oh. And I take one step towards it and all of a sudden a rat comes darting out at me. I jump. It goes through my legs and runs out into that side closet. And I was freaking out. Right? I'm freaking out. Thankfully, Andy, he's was in the army. You know, he's been to Iraq and Afghanistan. He's done some tours. And so he's a lot braver than I am. So he was the one who got the golf club and started going through the closet, pulling bags out. And I'm standing back. I'm freaked. But I'm also like ready for the rat to run out. I'm going to stomp at it so that it turns around and runs away from me right out the front door, right?
Yeah.
Of course, perfectly like just like a sitcom or a cartoon or how you'd picture it, the rat's behind the very last bag and he pulls it out. It comes and I go, stomp. And it doesn't go outside, it goes right underneath my desk. And it's like, oh shit. And then we're trying to like sweep underneath the desk. And eventually it gets out of the desk, runs into the kitchen. So then we barricade off the kitchen.
Oh, that's the worst place it can be.
It is. Open up the back kitchen door, barricade off the exits to the kitchen. Set up my phone on a chair and I FaceTime my friend Andy so that we have a camera looking into the kitchen.
Okay.
And then grab some alcohol. And so we're just sitting on the couch watching a FaceTime of the living room or of the kitchen in the living room, watching this rat go. And eventually the rat comes out from under the stove. I went over to go check my phone because it was taking forever. And I don't have my phone now. What am I going to supposed to do while I'm waiting? You know?
Yeah.
I need to text or play Angry Birds or something.
Right.
So I walk over to my phone and I start looking at it, texting or whatever. And then all of a sudden I see a little head peek out from under the stove. Goes back in. And then I'm just like really quiet. Andy and Rachel are both looking at their phones because they're bored by this point too. Comes out real slowly, goes back out the back door. I jump over the barrier, running to the door and stomping as much as I can so it doesn't try and come back, and slam the door shut. Oh, thank God. Got that rat out of there, right?
Right.
The next night, we see a rat go right. We see a rat run right by. Andy's sleeping in the living room. And Rachel, they're sleeping in the living room on that couch. They used to have a bed in the TV room. They moved out of that room because that was the rat room, we decided. There's a lot of openings for a rat to come in there. A lost cause trying to get all the holes sealed in there. So we just sealed up that room completely.
Sorry, which room?
The TV room.
Okay. Oh, right.
Which is like kind of like a side. It's a converted garage, and like the door, the ceiling's all fucked up because the guy who had it before did a real shitty job of fixing everything.
Right.
So I was like, you know, I'm okay with just filling that listening. Room. Okay. Okay. Oh, we got a light to go. We got a light that went off, ruining production value. So I was like, I'm okay with letting that room go to the rats while we try and catch them. You know what I mean? And as long as they don't come into the rest of my living space, I'm okay. But that proved to not be working really because they kept coming into my living space. The rats were winning the war, right? I thought I had established a perimeter that the rats could be in. That was not the fact. The rats decided they were actually going to take the rest of the house and would leave me, my bedroom, and my bedroom alone. So I barricaded off my bed every night, and rats would just run rampant through my house. And finally, another guy comes out from this company, and he covers up some holes inside my house. And I think, okay, great. This might be the last of it. And that night, I have a rat in the kitchen.
Holy shit.
Oh, crap. Thankfully, that guy left some like wire metal mesh around. And I'm pretty pissed at this company because they've... It's like, look, if you didn't tell me this is what... I was starting a war...
Right.
You know, you told me you were going to handle everything and it was going to be all good. Not you're going to be fighting rats for a week. So, rat in the kitchen, that one, I don't even remember what happened with that one. Like, there's just nights this week where I would see a rat running around, I would lose it, and then just be like, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed now, I guess.
Jesus. So how many rats total did you at least count for sure that were different rats?
It's hard to say, but I would say, let's see, we've gotten three that were killed in places, like two in the attic, one out in like a water heater closet. Then we got another one. Then I saw another one that was killed. I'm not sure if that was the same one as one of the ones I saw, but I've probably seen eight rats.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been dramatic.
What are your cats? What's chicken doing?
Chicken's not around anymore.
Did she die? I forgot what sex.
Chicken was a man.
Did he die?
Yeah. Chicken passed away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was a bummer. Chicken was great. He's an old guy.
That was a sweet cat.
He was. I know. I lost. Of course, this happens once I don't have cats anymore. But these rats are pretty big. I feel like these rats would fuck chicken up.
Well, I have a good rat story, but not as rat infested as yours, I guess.
So.
Oh, that's not over.
Logan, we're just getting started. So oh, stop shit. Interrupting me.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not. But no, there was so. What night was it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Every single night.
There was rats. Every single one, at least one every night. It was normally just one. There's one day when there were two.
Oh, my God.
But it was just one. And then not last night, not the night before. Today's Friday. So, yeah, Tuesday night.
Can you gas them like you do roaches or whatever?
I could fumigate the whole house, but then you have to fumigate your whole house, you know, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but I guess. I don't really know what that entails or if that permanently poisons all your bookshelves. And
yeah, you got to like take all your food out and...
Right.
Yeah, it's poison everywhere. Seems like kind of a bummer. But maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's worth it. Anyway.
There's rat shit everywhere. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know. It's gross. It was gross. So Tuesday, I really went to town. I've found all these different places that I was screwing this metal mesh in everywhere. I got all the food hidden went out to the store, just bought a bunch of individually wrapped shit and paper plates. I'm like, we're just going to throw everything away. No food anywhere. I was like, I worked all day and I was like, this is good. I think I feel good about this now, right? That night, boom, rat through my mail slot in my front of my house.
Going in or out?
Coming in. Rat runs in through my mail slot. And I, oh my God. Fuck. I have the same thing. It runs into the side closet. I chase it under the desk. It goes back into the side closet, back into the desk. And then I lose it. And I go, I literally, this is like a horror movie. I go, I have a headlamp, right? I take my headlamp. I'm pushing this desk back and forth, trying to get the rat out. It's not coming out. So I look underneath the desk with the headlamp. I see the rat silhouette. I go, oh, it's still under there. Stand up, think about what to do. Go back, look again. It's gone. It's just gone. I go, oh, fuck. And that was another night of, you know, I sit on the couch waiting quietly as I can for something to come out again. My house looks like a fucking doomsday bunker, right? There's just shit pushed against every door, you know, and the fireplace is like taped up. I taped up. Oh my God. It's fucking crazy. But that night I was like, all right, well, I don't see the rat anymore. Another night. Good. All right. Good night, rat. I sealed up the mail slot, but now there's just a rat in my house and I can't stay up all night. And what am I going to do if it runs around? I'm not going to kill it myself anyway. So
should name it.
Well, I went to bed that night. And the rat guy who came out, he put a bunch of big rat traps around inside the house finally. And woke up in the morning, one of the rat traps got that rat. So that told me that the rat didn't have any holes to go out again, right?
Right.
And that there wasn't any other food besides the peanut butter in the rat traps. So that told me that I had successfully sealed up the house and gotten rid of all the food. Probably won't be any more rats being able to get in anymore. Right?
Right. I don't know.
Because that rat...
Well, I mean, if you... I don't know how they... Like, if there's a nest of them or how big their families are, I don't know all that stuff.
I don't either. I didn't know I was going to have to become
rats,
an expert.
That just seems like there's a colony, I guess, for lack of a better word.
I know. And it got to the point Tuesday night almost broke me. Right? Psychologically fighting those rats, having another fight with a rat cuz Andy left, you know, and it was just Andy and Rachel left and it's just me fighting these rats. And it got to a point where I'm not scared of rats anymore.
Right.
Just because I've been chasing them around for a week.
You're turning into Charlie from who's, you know, from Always Sunny.
I know. So two nights ago, and every time, you know, they only come out at night. So it's fine during the day. I'm going around my house trying to take care of stuff. And then sun sets. And it's like, oh, shit. Here they come.
Oh, man.
It's like an impending doom. It's like a fucking zombie movie, you know? Well, two nights ago, I went out to a nice friend's house for a nice dinner. Have a good time with Toby, my daughter, and we're all laughing and stuff. Go back home. And you hear noises around the house like that. And you just go, oh, shit. No rats. And I also bought a motion detecting camera that I put in my kitchen.
No rats, but you heard the noise? You just didn't see them?
We did hear a noise a couple nights ago, but it was only in the attic. You could tell it was from the attic. Last night.
Got to get rid of all of them.
I know. Last night. No rats. So I think I have sealed it up from the rats and they're not going to get into my house anymore.
Have you talked to your neighbors about it? That's a lot of rats. I mean, it could be because of them, or it will affect them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe don't, you haven't said anything.
No.
Like, yeah, I thought about that, but I haven't.
Yeah, no. My neighbor, I told my neighbor Max, but he lives across the street, and he's got little dogs that are about the size of rats. But everyone else is kind of on their own as far as I'm concerned.
Damn.
And that's been my week. And then on the Wednesday, yeah, so Wednesday, I had a huge battle with a rat all night. I'm exhausted. And I'm psychologically broken because I've given up every room of my house except for my bedroom to the rats, right?
Right.
And then Wednesday, I get an email. Oh, yeah, I have a dentist's appointment today. I totally forgot about. They put a new crown on one of my back teeth. So it was, not only has my life been a living hell all week with dealing with these rats, then I go and I'm at a dentist's office for 2.5 hours getting shit done to my teeth.
What's just, a crown?
It's like a big fake tooth. Oh, that's basically.
Do you have veneers? Are all your teeth fake?
No.
Dude, some people randomly have that shit.
All their teeth are like really bright white.
I guess I can't think of an example. I mean, I know Norm had them. Norm MacDonald had them at the end of his life, but he was like old.
Yeah, like Selena Gomez. It's insulting.
Who?
Selena Gomez has them.
Does she?
Yeah.
And they look super bright?
Yes. Oh. And she kind of whistles when she talks.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's been my week.
Do you remember our...
But I don't want to talk.
Do you remember when Sean and I and Chris and then, well, whatever. Sean and I lived in that place in Silver Lake. Sometimes I think what happened was I was nailing something to the wall, and after you pound the wall, you hear.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is that?
Yep.
And this was like kind of a big house, and it was under the floor is like an area of space it's a crawl space. So we knew something was living in the walls, but we didn't know what it was. Well, one night after a party, for whatever reason, maybe I was sleeping on the couch. I walked in, there was a bathroom in the kitchen, for guests or whatever. And I opened the toilet seat and there's a fucking rat in the toilet, facing me. And like crawling up at me. And I screamed like a little girl. I was like, ah! Yeah. And there were like tons of people in the house, like sleeping because they were, you know, it was a party and they got drunk or whatever. But nobody heard me. But I really screamed like that.
What did you do?
Well, I screamed. I think I dropped the top back down. But then I was like, you know what? Now that I saw that, now that I've computed it, it's like I just got the bravery to walk up to the toilet and flush it, and I flushed it down the toilet, and I never heard it again or
wow. saw it again,
and it didn't plug up the toilet.
Wow, it must not have been a very big rat.
It was big. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't like, yeah, it was.
They can fucking. It's bigger than a mouse. Toilet. What the hell is that?
I never heard of that before that happened.
How does that even work?
I feel like I saw a video or an article about that, but I didn't read it.
Do you think someone's ever shit on a rat's head as it was coming out of the toilet?
Dude, that is so terrifying that could be bite your balls from under there.
It is terrifying.
Dude, lifting up a seat and seeing that is so crazy.
Someone's probably listening
but
to
I
this.
Can't believe. But then your story is like, oh yeah, I saw at least 8. There's probably more. It's like, holy shit. I don't know how there, in our case, I don't know how there was only one. I don't know how that works.
There probably wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't live there that long, I guess, but I never, there was no more scratching in the walls and we never heard.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, Papa disappeared. Maybe we should get out of here. Maybe that's what the... his little rat family was saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Pretty wild. How was your week, Logan?
let's see. I mean, well, I'm dog sitting for Adam. That's fun, I guess. Those dogs are pretty fun.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing anything interesting this week. I was background for a TV show that I never heard of.
Cool.
I think the first episode of History of the World Part 2.
Oh.
I share a scene with none other than Danny DeVito.
Whoa. Nice.
So check that out.
What are you doing in it?
I'm a Bolshevik. That's all I'll say. So look for Russian history section and you'll eventually find it. Wow. But I don't have a line. It's just a quick gag, but I'm like a punchline of a joke. It's kind of cool.
That's great.
Yeah, and Danny DeVito was right there, but I didn't really talk to him.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see that.
It's out now.
Oh, my God.
And I'm also in another show, but it hasn't come out yet, and I really can't talk about it, so I don't know why I brought it up.
Is it going to be good or bad?
It's going to be fucking awesome, but I don't know.
Well, that's
I don't
exciting.
Even know if I can ever talk about it, but I at least got to wait till it comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited.
That's great.
Yeah, but the one I was in this week, I guess I'll bleep this out, but I just want to say it. It's called...
Never heard of it.
Dude, that is the worst title for a TV show ever. I had such a hard time even remembering the title until I finally did. You have to remember it to go get a COVID test and then they go do this. It's like, what is it called? It's like, I think therefore I am or some bullshit. It's like such a nothing phrase.
That's the phrase that it came from.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's a bad title.
Yeah, no.
It could be about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I still don't know what it is about. Oh, actually, I do, but it that was lame, too. Anyway, did you, by the way, say your factoid?
Yeah.
What was it again?
Heathcliff NASCAR.
Oh, right.
Sorry, it wasn't a good enough factoid for you. Your Dewsbury one was good.
No, actually, you know what, though? I had a question about that. Like, what is a comic strip getting out of an ad on a NASCAR vehicle?
Well, Heathcliff was the face of a kitty litter.
Oh, okay.
So Heathcliff's kitty litter was the sponsor. So it was kind of a shitty fact. So I'm glad you had a good one.
That's what I'm here for. I just got out of bed. I'm wearing my robe still.
I thought it was a shower. Do you sleep with a towel on your head?
Yes, I have to keep it in place.
Keep your head in place.
My hair.
Oh, wow. Well, are we ready to do our comic strip?
Let's do a third fact. Yeah, it's pretty perfect timing, actually.
Excellent. Are we going to display them on our screen here?
My plan next for time. Now,
oh, sorry.
Well, actually we can do it from my computer if you want, but I was testing this and I think it's best if we leave shit. These graphics kind of suck actually. But anyway, if we leave something like that up and just superimpose it in post, looks the best. And it's like, and we don't have to like interrupt and like pull it up and stuff.
Superimpose it. Like we're going to use the screen as a green screen.
Yeah, but I'll just put the image over it.
You know, it'd be cool.
Because it's like between our faces.
Our logo and the Instagram and shit up there.
Yeah.
This means a lot to everyone who's just listening and not watching. But
We can put... Yeah, I mean, we can put anything up there. But my plan for now, we can change it, was to just... I guess I can make my own... Whatever. I was thinking, do it in post.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
You know, because then we can just change it whenever or.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me. Whatever's easiest for you or me. We'll just get ready for some movie magic.
Movie? Oh.
Are you going to do some filter on my.
Whoa. Look at this.
That's perfect. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it disappeared.
Oh. Cannot get that movie magic down.
All right, should I go first with
just
Garfield?
Make sure to put like a bigger, stronger jawline on me. And
I have to if we're gonna post this.
And then tone down the rest of my muscles so I look a little more normal, like a normie.
I'll try my best to make you look normal.
Thank you. Yeah, who goes first?
You got a coin?
Nope.
Want to flip a seashell?
Yeah, I call heads.
Is head this side?
Duh.
All right, I'll go first.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
All right, so this is Garfield.
Yep.
Now, just to lay some groundwork here, I feel like as we live our lives, you know, sometimes you've got to stop and smell the roses.
Okay.
You got to enjoy the moment because before you know it, you'll be older and you'll be in a place you don't want to be and you didn't enjoy life when it was good.
Yeah. Great.
So be grateful. Enjoy this. Anyway, that's just a little bit of, I think that's where this today's Garfield is coming from. I think that's kind of the underlying theme.
Okay.
It's three panels. It's Garfield just looking at a sunset, all three panels. First panel, he says, "What a beautiful sunset." Second panel, he's still looking off in the distance, smiling. And the third panel, he's walking away and thinking, "Well, that killed 30 seconds.
Woof.
Oh no.
Call me Odie because that one was a woof. So what's the joke there that looking at the sunset doesn't take as much time and he's bored of it already?
Yeah, it's like people think, well, sunsets are so great, but it's like, all right, that's over. Moving on.
Is that how you feel?
I mean, sort of. It's funny. I mean, I like sunsets, though. Maybe I overbuilt it up.
The exposition was interesting that you decided to drop before this.
Yeah, that was none of that was in the strip. I thought that was going to make it funnier.
I get it. It's about stopping and smelling the roses, and which Garfield did not do.
He did, and then he was like, all right, that lasted 30 seconds.
Okay. All right. All right, time for Heathcliff.
I guess I lost already before you even say it. Go for it.
All right, so Heathcliff, this one's about the enjoying the fragility of life. Everything you love could be gone in a moment's notice, but so get out there and really live your life to the fullest. Live, laugh, and love. Okay. So this one's one panel, and it's and there's two kids watching Heathcliff on the beach. He's surfing a wave while standing the surfboard, standing on a surfboard, and then on top of the surfboard is an upside down trash can with trash coming out of it onto the surfboard. And he's standing on top of the surfboard with a chicken leg, or on top of the trash can with a chicken leg in his mouth surfing. And the kid goes, "Surf and turf."
Wait, what? Turf?
I don't know, but it's just crazy that he's surfing on top of a trash can on top of a surfboard with a chicken leg in his mouth. You don't think that's funny?
I think I won now.
No, you think you won.
I think mine's better than that.
I think mine's better than that.
There's no joke. I don't even get it.
The joke is that he's standing on a surfboard on top of a trash can.
What's the turf in surf? He's surfing.
The turf is the trash or the chicken in his mouth, maybe? I don't know.
Are we? Is this like the?
It's a stalemate.
Last time they were both too good. Now they're both shit.
Well, we got to bring in Garfield versus Heathcliff again, round three.
Holy shit, dude! All right.
This is controversial. I don't know. Maybe our listeners can pick who won. If you're listening and you want or watching.
We're so desperate. Please contact us.
It just hit us up. Write it on a
note. Cornell's about to list 80 things that you can contact us. Please.
At StripteaseCast, Instagram or Twitter. Join our Patreon.
We know you're listening.
Or just light a write it down on a piece of paper and light it on fire. You have just as good a shot of us seeing it. As Logan so eloquently put it.
It's our new slogan. It's our new catchphrase.
Until then, keep listening.
Keep laughing.
Keep watching.
And keep stripping.